My name's Marie Lilly.
I'm Marshall.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we're the hosts of Unveiled Opinions.
Three newly and almost wed girlies with a podcast on any and everything wedding related.
So we wanted to take the first episode to break down how we know each other, why we wanted to do this podcast, and how everything kind of came about. So I'll kind of let Caitlin kick it off and tell us how we know each other.
Hey, my name's Caitlin. I have known Marie Lilly for almost 20 years, and we are planning our 20-year friendship anniversary trip coming soon.
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. But Marshall, Marie Lilly, and I, we all live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Marie Lilly and I, we've known each other since middle school. We kept in touch through college, and she finally moved back to Charlotte. That is where she met Marshall.
Yeah, that's where Marshall really came into play, and we brought her into our lives.
I was so lucky to be brought in.
We sat next to each other at work. It took us about 2 months to speak to each other. I won't blame her.
It was a mutual distaste.
Okay. And once we started talking, we just couldn't stop. And then I kind of was like, we should all hang out together. Then we were all off the rails and a little single together. And Marsh, you can tell us about how you got to meet Caitlin and I. What was that like?
Well, once you started talking to me and we became friends, that was fun. And then you talked about Caitlin for a bit. I feel like Caitlin was like MIA, kind of doing your own thing.
Always. Always so busy.
Yeah. Now. Always so busy. And so I would like see her here and there at like your birthdays or like little parties you had. But it was a while before I feel like she actually started hanging out with us. But what she did, it was just like
balls to the wall.
Too fun.
So Marshall was the first one off the market and such a trendsetter. We had so much fun like getting into the wedding scene. Marshall was kind of like already in the wedding scene. She's like a few years older than us, but Caitlin and I feel like Marshall was like our first like good friend to get like married. Then Caitlin just got married in December.
Yeah, we're living that newlywed life now and still honestly so many things to do and navigate a month after the wedding.
So. Yeah, and she's my maid of honor, so I'm still putting her to work because I get married in June.
And I can't wait.
And I was her maid of honor and she really put me to work, so don't feel bad.
You took on that role like a full-time job.
I was laid off during a period of that.
And best maid of honor there was. I think you could write a book.
Get laid off when you're the maid of honor. It makes it a lot easier.
Frees up a lot of time for you.
It, and she brought the
not
passion.
Buns, though. Yeah.
Caitlin did not pay her.
Yeah, I couldn't
swing that.
Swing a paycheck for her, but she really brought the passion and the time, the energy, and commitment to the role.
Yeah, a lot of
you would have thought that she was on the payroll.
Would have.
Yeah.
Emotionally, she was.
Emotionally, I was invested intensely. Mm-hmm. I was also a bridesmaid at Marshall's wedding. Marshall, what was that like for you? I was what, a disappearing act?
A little bit, yeah. no, I didn't put her to work, so she could kind of just come and go as she pleased.
Marshall and Caitlin both did first looks, which was so nice for the bridal party. But we'll get into all of this.
Well, also probably such a good topic of like roles between like maid of honor and then bridesmaid, because it can be such a difference.
I think for my wedding it was.
Right, no, totally. But this is kind of everything we want to get into and tell you our unveiled opinions on. We had so many questions during our, well, I'm still going through it, but like our planning process, and I only have been able to call friends, I feel like. Mm-hmm. There's no podcast or like single Instagram that can like relate to me or what I'm feeling. It's a lot of emotions with a wedding, and I feel like industry stuff is giving you
one side of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like here's a vendor list that we liked.
Yeah.
But
like you see the TikTok highlight reels of like all the things you should do.
Right. Or like get a photographer that gets you in the moment.
And it's like, that's great. But how do you actually do that? And
right.
How do you interview your vendors?
And like if you have a lot of anxiety, like what do you do?
So that's why we're going to give you our unveiled opinions.
Heck yeah.
On all things wedding. So buckle up.
Buckle up, bitches.